So Australia's not alone in the debate over its national postal service at the moment. Our communication habits and technologies have changed radically over the last decades. Between 2007 and 2019, Australia Post says the volume of personally addressed letters more than halved. In fact, in 2019, the letters side of the business lost almost $192 million. On the flip side, the organisation says parcel volumes almost doubled in May, and that is 80% higher than this time last year. In response to the demands caused by COVID-19 pandemic, the government has relieved Australia Post of its obligations to deliver letters daily in metro areas until June 2021. Is this the beginning of a new norm? And what are the potential impacts of this change? This morning I'm joined on the line by Paul Alexander, who's an associate professor in the area of network analysis, procurement and supply chains at Curtin University. Paul, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
A pleasure.
So the Postal Service is quite an emotive subject, and it's something that people seem to have very strong opinions about. Why is that?
Well, I guess it's for two reasons. Everybody, or maybe even three, you can personalise the post. It's about what I receive, and when I'm waiting for something, I'm relying on that and post to the people who have to get it to me. So that's one thing. And the second thing is it's always been there for, you know, the several generations of this. I think 100-odd years it's been working in one form or another. So we just expect it to do exactly what it's always done. So, I guess if there's a failure, if you expected something that didn't quite happen, it's a cause of considerable stress. So everybody's very concerned, especially if you're in the bush somewhere, about anything that changes that service in any way or form.
Yeah. Now, there's a temporary suspension of Australia Post's obligation to deliver letters within 4 business days. So they're currently delivered every second day in metro areas. What are the major pros and cons of a reduced letter service?
Well, we're talking about letters here.
Yeah.
I guess, as I was saying, people tend to personalise what goes on with post. I can't remember the last time a person sent me a letter, and I have very few invoices, statements and so on that come by mail anymore. I'm starting to have to pay for all of those. So the impact on a lot of people and businesses will be not massive. They're not going to, things that are time critical are happening by email, and that's really what we're talking about here. Email is taking over from most of the functions that letters fulfilled. So going to 2 days a week for most people will make, I don't even know if they'll notice it.
I guess it's, you just touched on it there, that the elderly and those people who don't or can't use email, I guess it's going to have the biggest effect on them, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, we're not talking here about an organisation who can choose who its customers are and cherry pick the ones it wants and let someone else handle the others. Australia Post is that organisation that has to handle everybody's needs. So even though there may be a higher cost to letters, there's definitely a social obligation that Australia Post is trying to fulfil, and it's always had that. And in the past, it's meant that they have that delivering letters daily was essential for a lot of people or for everyone. In the new order of social obligations, or the ones that seem to fit the technologies a bit better, we still have to recognise that there's a proportion of people for whom emails are not practical for one reason or another.
Yeah. I remember when the new CEO came into Australia Post and is it Christine?
I can't
remember off the top of my head.
Yes.
She used to work at Blackmore's supplements and farmers, the health and wellbeing company. And she was talking about ways, or they were talking about, in with new leadership, potentially there's going to be new ways to revolutionise the service, such as potentially being able to provide subscription medication drop-off and various other things like that. Do you see that ever coming to fruition for the Postal Service?
Well, here's the thing. Australia Post is a very large network. I think it did about $7 billion worth of business. And as you rightly said, it loses out on letters. It runs at a loss, but it runs at a profit on parcels. About half of that network, I think posties deliver about 45% of parcels as well as letters. There's a lot of interconnection between parcels and letters. And so I think Australia Post is seeing, all of us are seeing that the need for parcels is going up. The various services are going up. And if the subsidies that have been provided to letters internally inside the company get moved across to parcels, they'll get some economies of scale for that. And it might be that such services will become cheaper the more we use them. So yes, deliveries of things you would have gone down to the shops to do. And I think this is what the lockdowns have really shown, is that people can switch to online services quite readily. And now Australia Post is, and all sorts of couriers are really having to step up to be able to meet those demands. And once you shop online, it now becomes an alternative. You might enjoy going to the shops when you can, because it's okay now.
But it's a bit of an outing, isn't it?
you can actually see real human beings interact with them around. I'm from Western Australia, so it's almost like normal here. So we're in lockdown, but a very large fence around us. So we just don't see the fence. So it's lovely to do it. But, you know, everybody is just buying online a lot more than they used to, and I just don't see why that would change.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of online stuff delivered? Like, are you a big parcel delivery person?
Yes. I am a tragic, an eBay tragic, you know, a boring program or an advert, and I'm there, and before I know it, I've just hit buy. And then a few days later, it's at the door. It's still like magic for me. It's still like magic.
I know. I live in an apartment complex. There's only 7 apartments in there. But the lady across the corridor from me, every second day, she has an e-tail postage bag arriving. Yep. So she's doing her bit to keep Australia Post going. I mean, with the potential reduction in letter service, just wrapping up now, is there any, do you think there will be any impact on employment for posties or other workers in Australia?
So I think that Australia Post, let's think of it as a corporation, because it is. It runs itself as a business, but a business owned by us. It's in a very interesting and fortuitous place. At the same time as it's losing its big core business, letters, it's going down, it's gaining parcel business. So I can't speak specifically for the management, but there seems to be no rationale that they will get smaller.
Yeah.
And so people who were handling letters will start to handle parcels. In terms of staffing, it will be more painless than many of these kinds of transitions to new technology. That's what I think anyway.
Yeah, and I wonder if their facilities, because letters obviously take up a very small space. I wonder if their physical facilities are having to adapt or grow to accommodate the bulk of parcel transaction or transportation through their hands.
Yeah, well, look, they have about 500 facilities to handle parcels and letters, because a lot of them do both. But the machinery involved and the people manning those machines are different, parcels and letters. And so what they'll do is they'll reduce the letter handling side, and the same facilities will start to handle more parcels, or they'll just buy more parcel facilities and drop more mail facilities. They'll just morph and evolve. Although with coronavirus, they're having to do that extremely fast, which is what this change is all about.
Yeah. Oh, Paul Alexander, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. And stay away from eBay today.
I'll try. I did do something unfortunate last night, but that'll keep me okay for a little while.
I love it. Thank you so much for your time. Have a fabulous day.
Thanks, Willie. Thank you. Bye.